It's April 15th, and we can't help but think about the tragedy of this day in history with markets looking so frothy. On Wednesday, Fed Chair Powell was out doing his thing, talking down any risks of rising inflation and any pressure for the Fed to be needing to make any moves on rates anytime soon. Fed guidance has now gone out of its way to be as vague as possible when it comes to what needs to happen for a policy shift, with elevated inflation no longer doing the trick and it now being 2% inflation for a sustainable period of time. How should we define sustainable? Who knows? And that's exactly the point here. The Fed needs rates to stay as low as possible for as long as possible because it knows any adjustments here could be catastrophic for the global financial system. The trouble is, it's hard to downplay inflation when it's rocketing higher. And while we're not there yet, the prospect of this happening seems a lot more likely of late, something that's got to be worrying to the Fed. When we look at performance in major markets over the past 30 days, there hasn't been much movement at all. All of the major markets, and we include Bitcoin here, are trading within 5% of where they were 30 days ago. We wonder if this is reflective of an unsettling calm before the storm, and we think investors should be proceeding with extreme caution right now. Today's calendar is quite active. We get German inflation reads, the BOE credit condition survey, and U.S. releases highlighted by retail sales, the Philly Fed, initial jobless claims, and industrial production. We also get another wave of Fed speak. That's all for now.